This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Fro-Cast, hosted by my guy Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy. Because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is Fro-Cast, episode 207. I'm your man, Saul Ray, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupac Shakur, a.k.a. Notorious K.I.X., A.K.A. I found a deal today, bruh. And I'm sitting there with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, A.K.A. the People's Champ, A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, A.K.A. Julio Cesar Chavez, A.K.A. Juan Valdez, A.K.A. Cinco de Mayo bitches, A.K.A. that also means it's 6 days from my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So no show next week. All right, that's what's up.
Oh, we having a show next week.
I'm the only one that takes shows off for his birthday.
Yes, man.
You just gonna leave me out there like that, bro?
When we get your age, all right, man.
Wow.
See, the birthday, man, is an accomplishment. So, you know what I'm saying?
1 minute in. We got the slander started. 1 minute in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen. Man, just, you know, I just want to open up this episode. I was listening to Short T's and them, I don't know what to call it, podcast. And
how is it? Is it good?
I mean, they review albums, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go song by song, they review albums. It's just like a, you know, he tries to get with the reviewer and do it, which is a pretty good idea, you know, if you're a music nerd and everything. But finally got to hear Blaskiat, and I wasn't expecting that. That's what I'm going to say.
What you mean you wasn't expecting that?
I just wasn't expecting that, man. I just wasn't. We're going to leave it at that.
All right. So you're going to go soft on the slander for Blaskiat.
I mean, it's all right. You know how it is with the Team Young niggas, man. These niggas is fragile, man. They can't take it. They can't take a beating, you know what I'm saying, a verbal beating like me, Carterra Zoo, S. All Right, and, you know, sometimes at GQ Blue, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just don't want to go in because I don't know how you're going to respond. Plus, you know, that's Beezy boy. You know, he part of the sweatshop. You know what I'm saying? Beezy don't understand. He's the Drake of Nappy Afro, man. He got a sweatshop of writers just like somebody else. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so he part of Beezy Sweatshop. He's the party next door. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean,
he's playing Miller.
I mean, we jumped a little early. I mean, you mentioned Drake. Who did the Drake review on the site?
That was Blaskiat. He the one that did it.
That was Blaskiat. So his whole intro on the interview was how he's the dopest.
Like, yes.
He Draked his intro to the Drake album.
Yeah, I mean, he don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I fathered that style that he does, but I ain't want to go there. I don't want to seem like a bitter old guy or nothing, so I'm going to let the young boy cook. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about Drake album because I want to name this episode two or whatever. Why y'all so mad at Drake? Okay. Like, why y'all so mad? All right,
well, no, I don't know anybody that's mad at Drake, other than maybe Joe Budden.
You need to check your Twitter timeline. People are angry that Drake gave us a generic album. Like, Drake has been doing this ever since he's been making albums. You know, outside of Comeback Season, everything else has sounded like So Far Gone. A continuation.
But, okay, so the other Drake albums, do you think they sound better?
All of them sound the same to me. Drake gives you... See, Drake makes hip-hop music. Mm. So, therefore, it's music that everybody can jam to, listen to. It's not, you really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see nothing wrong with Drake making the type of music that he makes. Not a problem.
So you would say that Drake, based on what you just said, he doesn't have a classic album yet?
I don't think he has a classic album, no.
Okay. So I think that's valid. I don't think he has a classic. So if we look outside of, what was it, Comeback Season? Was the one that we posted on the site?
Yeah.
Then we had Thank Me Later, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same.
So Far Gone.
So Far Gone. And then Views came out. All of those albums, I think all of them are platinum.
If you're beating it too late, don't forget about that one.
I always forget about that one because it's trash to me.
Oh, man.
That album's trash to me. But yeah, if you're reading this, it's too late. And then he had the album of Future. I don't know if we should count that or not.
The Time to Be Alive. Nah, that's his Best of Both Worlds album.
But for the most part, all these albums are platinum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This album is platinum already.
Platinum already. It went from 2 million down to 1 million.
Yeah.
They were a little hyped. Like, day two, they were like, it's on track to sell 2 million. I said, easy. Easy. Just give it a minute, man. Damn. They'll sell 2 million already. But so he's given us the same album, you say, for the last 4 or 5 albums?
Yeah. He's remade the same album over and over again. And you know, I have no problem with that. Because Drake, what he does, he took the old Tupac, the old LL Cool J formula, and he's just doing that. And which is nothing. I mean, you make music for the ladies, and in turn, the dudes gotta like it. So he makes just enough music for the dudes to be like, okay, I can fuck with it. But he makes just enough music for the ladies to be like, yo, I like that shit. And so Drake makes shit that you want to head to the club, dance to, see girls in some sexy sundresses, shake their ass like, yo, I have no problem with it. So, but niggas is legit angry at Drake. Like, yo, you been making us wait on this. Like BZ has been bombarding me for 3 days trying to bait me into an argument, but I didn't want to waste any of my show material, you know what I'm saying, which I probably did. I can't remember any of it right now because, you know, fucking around. BZ has been rogers 3 days. I just don't get it. Candy bar lines. What about, what was the lines he was saying? Channing Tatum. Like, I got so many chains, they call me Channing Tatum.
But that's bad. Like, if that's Kanye's auntie team line right there.
All my DMX shit, I DM all my exes. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's also trash. Like, so there's validity in that. Those are trash lines. But for you, don't you feel like, for somebody who's saying that they're at the top of the game, they're the king on the throne, they're at the top
of
the mountain.
He's number one. He's the number one draw in the game. That's what he's saying.
And he's also saying he's the best.
He's the most successful rapper under 35 and under. That's assuming everybody's 35 and under.
So if you're stating that claim that you're that dope, shouldn't you put out material to support that?
I don't understand. Like, Drake has had the game. He's been at the top of the game for the past 5 years. Like, how can you deny him? Maybe he's not going to go down as the GOAT lyricist because, you know, the questions about his writing and not making a classic album. But you can't deny that he's been the hottest nigga in the game for 5 years. Like, you want a single, throw Drake on there. It's gonna pop. I mean, you can't. Anything he touch is good. So, I mean.
So, I don't know that anybody's arguing with that. I think the problem is that we all know that he could do better. And he doesn't. Like, it feels like he's coasted.
And he mailed this one in. You know why he mailed it in? Because he's just signed a deal with Apple Music worth $20 million. And so instead of releasing a mixtape, he was like, hey, I can make it an album, make some money off of it, and make another album in 2-3 months. Make some more money off of it, make another album in another 2-3 months. So it's like he's giving us the quantity thing, not the quality thing.
But you are a hip-hop fan.
I am.
So as a hip-hop fan, and I don't want to say hip-hop purist because that gets all weird and shit.
I'm not a purist.
But as a hip-hop fan, don't you want to see the motherfuckers that you rock with give you their best?
I feel like he delivered a good album, something I can listen to. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I've been listening to Drake since it came out. I've been listening to Drake and the Bars album, Too High to Riot. Them the only two albums I've been really listening to the past, you know, since the Drake came out. I've been listening to Too High to Riot since it came out, but last 2 weeks has been Drake and Too High to Riot.
But then you get, I guess I'm weird on it. Like, you know, I listen to different shit anyway. But I feel like there's this area where artists feel like they have to dumb that shit down to sell. Like, so listen to Royce's new album, Layers. Mm-hmm. Royce got bars. We know that motherfucker's a bar star. We get it. But why do you have to give us shitty beats so you can rap? So
that's usually what the niggas with the good lyrics do. They so good on lyrics that their beat selection is not that great.
It hard to listen to the fucking album.
Yeah, but see, that's the opposite with Drake. Drake give you, you know, subpar, mediocre, average, slightly above average lyrics, but his beats is what win him over. Like, so you can't deny his beat selection. So that's what Drake be killing the niggas. He don't have to give you that A+ effort on the lyric side because he giving you, you know, B-, C+, sometimes, you know, maybe even A-, not, well, I'd just say a B+. But the beats always win.
I mean, this is the first album I think that could have been released as an instrumental and I would have been okay with it.
Damn.
Like all his other albums, because you just want better. Like, you know better. Like, you made the argument before that Waka is not going to give you a 5-star album.
Never.
But Waka's going to give you some great stuff for Waka, and there's going to be a four, and that's amazing.
Hey,
because you know where his ceiling is. Drake Wheaton, go ahead.
Waka regressed. You remember that time Waka was spitting for like 3 months? Like
yeah. He was J. Cole. Everybody was like, oh shit, Waka can actually go.
But then he stopped that. He back on the dumb shit.
Right. So now, if you were to review Waka's next album, and it was on that same dumb shit, it would have to score lower than the previous album because you know what he's capable of now. Like, so if you stack this against Drake's previous music, we know that this motherfucker can give us a classic album. We know the potential is there. He's got the beats. He's got the lyrics. We know he can do it, but he consistently doesn't because he doesn't have to or he's not hungry. Whatever the case may be, you're like, what the fuck? It's just like Button. Button got bars, but he's been picking shitty beats for his entire career. So you're like, hey, what can we do with that? You look at K-Dot. K-Dot, who's apparently people have given him two classic albums.
Woo!
It wasn't me. They've apparently given him two classic albums. How do you rank his next shit if it's any less than what it was before? If he gives us another coast, if he gives us an album where he coasts in, doesn't that hurt his legacy? Do you have to stop saying that you're the best? That's all I'm saying. So for Drake's album, which I think is just, it's subpar. Like, the rating of 3 seemed fair. The rating of 2 seems a little fucking low. That rating 2, what would you give it?
With Drake album, man, I'd give it a 3.
A 3 sounds fair.
Yeah.
A 3 sounds fair. It's, you know, 2.5 would be very fucking average. 2 is below average. And I don't think it's a below average album. It's just a lazy album.
Yeah, it's above average because it's got like a lot of singles. It got a lot of shit on it that, you know what I'm saying? You can like, I mean, I see at least 5 singles on the album. At least 5. Mm-hmm. So Drake giving you music that's going to be like, I mean, some of the shit already on the radio. Like, they play at least 3-4 songs on the radio right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's shit is like, it's taking off, man. It's taking off. So
I don't know why Joe was so mad about it though.
Look, I'm telling you, man, it's either the Kendrick Lamar fans are so upset, or I just don't get it. I don't understand. I guess they expect more out of Drake, but Drake has never shown you that he was more than what he's given you. Like, Drake has never, ever, ever.
I completely disagree. Comeback Season was amazing.
But Drake ate that. Look, that was like 2007.
Well, so you've been coasting for fucking 10 years almost.
Oh, what? Look, so we've been letting him coast for that long. So why are we surprised that he's still coasting?
It gets aggravating. It gets.
If your car been leaking oil for 5 years, all right, you're going to assume it's going to be a puddle of oil under your car when you move that motherfucker. Or you don't just wake up like, oh, shit.
Or you get a new car.
But he ain't got a new car. This is the same car.
But this car needs to be traded in.
We just put rims on it. Tinted the windows. Got a new paint job. You know, threw some pipes on the motherfucker. But we ain't changed the engine up at all. We ain't do nothing to the engine.
That's you know what? That's a perfect analogy. You don't even need a new engine with Drake. You don't even need a new car. You just need a fucking tune-up. Go take your lazy ass and get a tune-up.
Okay. I mean, but the car's still running. The car run good. It give me the work.
It runs okay.
It runs good. The car win the championships for me, man.
See, that's where we going. You putting a lot on it.
Look, I ain't got no car note. Is my car still running? Like, come on, man.
Putting a lot on it at that point. You ain't winning no championships. I think he's right now that he's hot. He's napalm because that's what it is. But he's got to give us better than this. At some point, and maybe everybody charging him up will get him to get in the lab and just give us, you know, a hot 9 tracks of just straight bars. He had more passion in his diss tracks than he did in his album. And that's a problem. I guess since we're talking about hip-hop, we should just keep it on hip-hop for a minute. This came in directly from BEZ. Apparently, Jay-Z is going to drop an album to tell his side of Lemonade. First of all, I want to give props to Beyonce and Jay. This is how you market shit. They got y'all acting a goddamn ass.
But first of all, I called it. Secondly,
true.
Secondly, it's like people now they're backtracking because that same woman that I was reading her comment, she was like, it's not about Beyonce. She's like, we listened to it. All we heard was Jay cheating on Beyonce, but it's actually about the struggles of a woman holding her man down, accepting his faults and who he is, and that's what it's really about, you know. So that's what they say, because a lot of women are really relating to this Lemonade album. Like, you know, I mean, maybe a lot of women got some ain't shit or average ass niggas, and they just like, you know, making excuses of why they stand with this nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. So if your wife like, if your wife or your girl really like this Lemonade album, you might want to look in the mirror and tighten up, my nigga. Because my wife said this is her favorite Beyonce album. She don't even like Beyonce. So I need to tighten up, my nigga. Straight up.
I think we need to just slow down a little bit. Like, for music, we always get into this conversation of how we relate to music, what we relate to.
Art imitates life.
But you have to understand that the person that's either singing the lyrics or however you got it, they're not living the same life as you. Beyonce has been a star since, what, 17?
Yeah.
She didn't have the same choice of dudes that your girl had. And that's not a diss to your girl. If you move in circles and flying internationally every other week or every other day, you're going to have a different selection than the chick that ain't never left the block.
Mm.
Regardless of what you're doing on Twitter. So her talking about cheating or infidelity is not seen through the same lens as your chicks. It's not. So everybody trying to put this extra steam on it and say this is a woman holding her man down. What does she know about that? She don't even pay her own bills.
Mm.
Somebody, an accountant, pays her own bills. And that's not a diss. That's just real shit.
Mm.
I can't say that I can relate to Jay-Z because he came from the hood. Who gives a fuck? He's not in the hood. He ain't been in the hood for 20 years.
Mm.
So Jay-Z saying that he's struggling is not going to be the same as me saying I'm struggling. If I relate to it, that's on me. That has nothing to do with what he's putting out there. So the women that are putting all this extra on Beyonce, like she's just like me. It's the same struggle. No, it's not. When was the last time Beyonce actually went into a Red Lobster?
Mm.
She put that in the song. When was the last time she actually stepped foot in that motherfucker?
Mm.
And didn't have pay to have it closed?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, y'all got to slow down with this goddamn Lemonade. It's good shit, but slow down.
And then it's like, you know, she was just like, she's saying on one song how her mama got cheated on, her... like every woman in her life got cheated on by men, and now she find herself getting cheated. Like she just, I guess she's saying like, I guess she's not really saying her struggle, but just a woman's struggle. Maybe that's what we're looking at it as, Beyonce saying this is her problem, but she's actually saying this is something that women face. So maybe we need to watch it. And just so you know, maybe that's going to be our homework assignment for the next broadcast. All right. Watch the Lemonade damn thing.
I guess my question is, why do people feel like it's something epic from her when she says it, but when Deborah Cox said it, it didn't mean shit, or when Kelly Price said it, it didn't mean shit, or...
But it's not, they're not Beyonce, they're not the, you know what I'm saying, that's not King B, like, you know what I'm saying, like, we had a problem with the messengers before, but now we got the right messenger, so the message, like, they've never seen Beyonce jumping in something so deep, or something that really, you know, maybe that's what it is, man. I can't even think of a word right now. GQ Blue, give me a word.
I feel like she's the wrong messenger.
Mm.
Like, for that very reason, I feel like she's the wrong messenger. For all we know, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been fucking around for 20 years. Right? That's the best guess of it.
I hope not. That means she was like 15 or 12.
I mean, the rumors are out there that she's like 40 anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, Beyonce older than all of us.
Yeah, so she's like 40 anyway. Whatever. Let me mess around. Let's go ahead and call it 15 years.
Yeah.
So they've been together for 15 years through this Hollywood shit. You trying to tell me that she can relate to your regular ass and your call center job? Has she ever had a regular job?
I bet you Beyonce don't know the price of a loaf of bread.
So all I'm saying is,
it's all right, don't either, but he like, I don't know.
Bread. Actually, I don't know last time I bought some
bread. My maid usually picks that up. Rosita, how much is bread? Rosita.
So that's my whole thing, is that we gotta understand what the fuck we're dealing with. Just be entertained sometimes and take it for what it is, and don't put the way you interpret something on the artist. Sometimes they're just putting shit out there, they just lofting shit out there, and you take it how you take it, and just appreciate that shit. Jay-Z's about to give you an album where he responds, I guess. Like, there's no way for him to win it.
Yes.
There's no way to win. There's no way to win in this, Jay-Z. Don't do the album.
But it's just maybe he gonna give us a story. Like, first of all, Beezy said this on the phone the other day, and I told him I was gonna say it on the Frocast. He said he would deny it. But he said that he don't want Jay-Z to make no more albums. He said he don't want to hear another Jay-Z album.
Young Jay-Z said that?
Yes.
Wow.
The nigga that changed his last name to Carter said he did not want to hear another. He said, because Jay just ain't got it no more.
Wow.
That's... He said, the only Jay-Z album you want to hear from now on is the Greatest Hits album. I was just like, wow. Damn.
So, yeah, if he's responding to what was said Eliminate allegedly, then it's a Drake album. Mm. And then is it okay if Jay-Z gets emotional?
But see, that's the thing. Jay-Z never has gotten emotional on a song before. You know, that's just like something Jay-Z had. That's why I knew something was wrong with this whole situation, because Jay-Z has been so private his whole career that I knew he would not let Beyonce get out there and make up some stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? I just like, he wouldn't let her tell. Like, he just wouldn't let her do it. Like, Jay-Z don't, you know what I'm saying? He real private.
But he gets emotional at times. He's had some emotional songs.
Same one.
Song Cry. Sorry. Out the gate. Song Cry.
Song Cry. That's your emotional Jay-Z song? He's not talking about himself.
The fuck he's talking about his whole life.
The only song I could really say is Daddy, Where Have You Been? Like, that's the only one.
The song Cry, the whole song was about his life. Let's look at Shitty Ass.
I know you love me like cook food, even though a nigga gotta move like
cook food. We're not talking about how dope it is. We're just talking about him talking about shit.
I used to cut up your buddies, now they telling me love me. You used to tell me it was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then stop, I came through in a dubbed out buggy.
That's not
personal, man.
We're not talking about how dope it is. We're talking about how introspective he is.
I'm talking about personal, man. The only song he almost cried on that Daddy, Where Have You Been, man. We talking about his daddy, you know, I'm gonna walk just like you, talk just like you. Something now is the same thing, I'm going to court just like you. Like that nigga, like that's the song where the Jay-Z was getting personal. Like, song cry, nah, that's not really personal.
Just saying, we emotional, not personal. Emotional.
Oh, still a little. Yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how this shit plays out, though. And yes, it'll go platinum. You know what I'm saying? Of course. People going to hear it. It'll be on
everybody
title going
platinum now with the streaming numbers, man. Come on, son, right?
Yeah, I see how they changed the game up. Like that is definitely. How did Easy say it on the numbers game? Like it sold. Drake's album sold 400,000, but streams it counts up to like 700,000.
Yeah.
There's some shit like that, man.
It was like 850,000 in 2 days. That's all I know.
Man, this shit is out of hand, man.
Hold on, I got a phone call, so all right.
Uh-oh. Is it going to be live? We're going to play it live?
I mean, well, let's see. It's the wife, so she might cuss me out.
Yeah, don't play
hello.
It live.
Hello. You're on the Frocast. You're on the Frocast. Just so you know, you're talking to millions
and millions
of people. What's up?
Okay, 12. But all right.
12?
Oh, my God. The standard.
Okay.
I love you, America. But, yeah, I was just calling to holler at you, but I'll see you when I get home.
Oh, you got shot. Camera shot. First time in her life. All right.
I'm not camera shot. I'm just saying. I know you don't want to hear me talking over there.
Hey, man, we love the live stuff online, man. You know, you want to wish me a happy birthday on, because, you know, by the time it's when, oh, never mind. All right, we'll see you again.
Happy birthday, baby.
All right, see you when you get home.
All right,
man. Back, man. Sorry about that, America.
She slammed us real quick. Speaking of slamming.
Yeah, she said 12 listeners. I can name 12 listeners right now. What's she talking about?
She slammed us.
Fuck out of here.
We're not the only ones getting slandered, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne got slandered.
Wow, not Weezy.
Weezy.
It couldn't have been for no lyrics.
It never wasn't for lyrics. Apparently, he out here starving a hoe.
Okay.
That's the best way I can put it. Now, I don't know the entire backstory of this.
Okay.
But
it's not really a backstory. I'm going to tell you a backstory.
Please tell me the backstory is how this part.
All right. So, the chick, she said she was pregnant by Wayne. All right. So, Wayne flies her out, you know what I'm saying, to wherever he was, L.A., where she's from, Atlanta, or vice versa. And when she get there, you know, she's pregnant. And, you know, Wayne like, well, shit, I'm trying to fuck. She ain't want to fuck. So, damn, she want to eat. And so, you know, Wayne like, dang, this chick want to eat all this food over here, but she ain't trying to fuck. So, you know, after she ate, you know, Wayne was like, hey, you know what I'm saying, I want my food back.
Okay, and wait, you're not telling the story right.
Okay.
You're not telling the story right. What she ate was like a slice of apple.
Okay, a slice of apple.
And then he said, I want it back.
I want my food back. And she's like, what do you mean you want your food back? He's like, well, in jail, you know what I'm saying, if you want your food back, you either pay the nigga for the food or you know what I'm saying, throw it up. You know what I'm saying?
Give up the butt.
Yes, sir. And so, what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, this is just a lesson to all you Instagram thotties. You know what I'm saying? Look, these rappers, they want something. They not going to let you just come around, hang around, take their Xanax bars, smoke up their weed, drink up their Douce, and let you just hang around and take Snapchat pictures with them, Instagram. Nah, that's not going to happen. You going to have to drill something. So, ladies, this is a cautionary tale. Be careful with these rappers. You know what I'm saying? They're not just going to be these nice guys that you think they are. You know what I'm saying? These dudes are really revealing themselves on songs. So, be careful. Everybody's not nice. And this pregnant chick.
So he actually knows and smashed this chick, and this is possibly his baby.
Yeah. Or was she already pregnant? I think she might have been. She was pregnant at the time.
I feel like she was pregnant. Like, it's not. I don't think it's necessarily even his. I think it's just some pregnant broad. And from the way it looks, it must have been an offer that he put out there for people to answer. And she answered about flying him out there.
Damn.
Like, she just hit him up. She put the DMs in the whole nine. You know how some of these cats is out here crazy. And so the DMs just starts up, "What's up, sweetheart? Send me your number." And he said, How old are you? And she's like, "Okay, how soon can you get me out there? Let's make plans." So I don't know. This doesn't look like it's clipped because it's screenshots. So it said, "How old are you?" She gave her age, said, "Where are you?" LA. And said, "All right, how soon can you get me out there so we can make plans?" And he said, "All right, when are you free?" This dude flew out there that day.
Damn, that's money right there. And look, let me tell you something, ladies. Y'all quit thinking that just because these rappers flying y'all out, they paying for shit. Niggas might be using their Sky Miles, okay? Let's just go ahead.
That's possible. It could be.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't think that they you know what I'm saying? They using their Sky Miles. And then as far as the jail thing, he said you either going to suck his dick and throw it up, or he going to fuck you in the ass and you going to shit it out. So, you know, I don't know how, you know, hopefully in jail, y'all not bartering like this. If we got any listeners in jail, let us know if this is true. You know, be easy. You've been to jail. You know, I'm pretty sure you didn't eat no food while you was there because, you know, you don't eat. But, yeah, let us know, be easy. You know, since I'm not black enough, since I ain't been to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. That's what it requires to be black, because I ain't been to jail neither.
That's what be easy said, because I ain't never been to jail. I'm not uppercase B black. I was just like, but I ain't got no felonies. I'm good with crime. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah, but shit, I guess I ain't black either. Yeah, my name is Alex P. Keaton, so.
Yeah, you are the black Alex P. Keaton.
Well, black is a legend then. If I ain't been to jail, I don't know. But he did this ticket.
You're not the only lowercase B black on the staff. Blaskiat. Blaskiat is lowercase B, L-O, $SQUIAT.
I thought I was just going to let him live.
Did I? I did let him live, right?
Right, I'd but say. You just slandered him just now.
I did? Oh, it must have slipped out. Sorry about that.
So, Weezy is texting this chick at 6 o'clock. He says, "I got a 9 o'clock flight for you." That ticket's not cheap, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's on Delta.
Mm.
That's not cheap. So, here's my question. If a dude is paying for you to fly out or paying for you to come visit, is it reasonable to expect that dude wants something other than just Netflix and chill?
Damn.
I'm asking. Not that you're required to do it. But you accept the invitation and or the ticket.
I feel like you're accepting, like, you know, I'm not flying you out just to sit there and watch, play video games or go to the mall and walk around and eat fucking, you know, funnel cakes.
She's four time zones away.
Exactly. At least, you know what I'm saying? So I know you must know what it is. Because, like, it was a question on Twitter, like, if a girl comes in your room and sits on your bed, do that mean she's trying to fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I mean, why are we in my room? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason for a woman to be in my room unless she's trying to give up the buns.
That's with parameters, right? That's, you know, we got young cats that listen. If you're at your mom's house and she comes in your room, that's because she has no choice.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have your own place and she comes in your room, then, hey.
Yeah, like, we go past the living room, kitchen, and all the, you know, the social areas, and we go to a private area, I'm thinking some private stuff is about to go down.
Mm-hmm. It's reasonable to expect it, I would think. So I don't know. What do you think about this whole situation? Like, is Weezy a loser for this shit, or is this chick delusional?
I think it's funny. I think that's something that these rappers do to groupies. Like, you know what I'm saying? She just ate an apple, and he like, yo, you either gonna... I mean, Weezy was really one to smash this chick. Like, I want to know how far along she was, because pregnant pussy is pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. This is a weird situation, Wayne. Really weird. Like, I'm disappointed in Wayne, actually.
Doesn't it get old to see these cats that have money and status messing with basic broads? And when I mean, say basic, I'm talking about regular round-the-way girls.
If I had status, I would do that.
Really?
Because those chicks are easily impressed.
But come on, man. You can get Akilah the Bee up in this motherfucker.
But still though, nah, she got her own shit. I want a bitch that ain't got nothing. Excuse, did I say the B word? I want a chick that ain't got nothing. I've been drinking, people, sorry.
But you're just smashing. Like, you're not trying to build, you just smashing.
Okay, well, hey, I just want to look. The basic chicks got a better pussy than these superstar girls. These superstar girls probably pillow princes. They don't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't play on all men, but I at least want, you know what I'm saying, to be on, you know what I'm saying? What's the level that we play? All pro?
Yeah,
you know
it's what I'm all saying? Pro, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm confused. I'm like, I feel like this is how chicks feel when they're short or they're tall and all the tall dudes are being taken by really short women. Like, dude, Wayne, if you in the same circles as Keke Palmer and Lauren London, deal with them. Let us have these regular chicks.
Well, he like, I done smashed all them. He smashed a regular girl.
He done smashed all Hollywood, so now he got to step down.
Yes.
He got to go from the pros to the minor leagues.
He like, I only want girls with 100,000 or less Instagram followers. Like, you know what I mean?
He's like, I need a chick that has a credit score below 400.
Yes.
Lee, man.
But don't sleep on these little basic chicks. They be having that good box.
Wow.
Hey, not that I know.
Yeah, not that I know either. Speaking of box, just in general on Snapchat, you follow the Peekers? Snapchat?
Yes.
It's been a little interesting the last couple takeovers. Mm. The Dr. Miami one was troubling.
Yes.
I didn't like any of that. Like that.
Hey, just to see how aggressively he was doing the little augmentations.
It looked terrible.
I was just like, I see why these hoes be so damn tender and sore afterwards. Because I'm like, they fucking beat up from the damn surgery.
What he did to that titty should not be allowed.
I was like, poor titty, man. I was just like, dog, that's a titty, man. Come on, man. It was just amazing, bro. Like, just to see him put it back together, man. I was just like, wow.
The titty was amazing. The ass was amazing. That shit just troubled me. Like that.
And then he was sitting there talking, kicking jokes the whole time.
Yeah, I was just like, this is rough. And then the next one they did was with the snatch steaming. That yoni steaming. Look, I'm a boho. I'm the boho with no dough. But that was a little extra for me.
Bruh, then that girl, her whole, I was just like, really? Like, really?
It was a little odd, man. So if y'all not following, check out Peekers. Is it Peekers?
P-E-E-K-E-R-S, Peekers.
When we first got on, they had some hot shit going.
Yes. Now it's just like,
I almost unfollowed, bruh.
I'm damn near there.
The yoni steaming was, I damn near unfollowed. Like that whole, and it was long too. This shit was all day. I was like, I'm really about ready to unfollow this shit. That had nothing to do with nothing, but I just wanted to holler at my boy real quick since we was talking. Some more shit that has to do with music. The Dab is deader than dead. Like, yep. was it dead and then resurrected, or is it just dead, dead, dead?
Oh, what no. This is dead with a fucking... This is not even Jon Snow dead. This is like fucking... This is Ned Stark dead. Like, head chopped off, like...
Oh, shit. This shit is deader than Benny Siegel's album career.
This is King Joffrey dead. Like...
This shit is dead like Mufasa Herschel dead.
From Walking Dead dead.
this shit is terrible. So in the same week, we have Bruce Springsteen dabbing in concert. We have John Harbaugh dabbing after a T-bar hit. What the fuck was that? Did you see that shit?
Man, listen, man. I told you, man. The degree of difficulty was too low. And people started fucking just abusing this shit, man.
This shit is out of hand. It's way out of hand. Goddamn. We should have talked about this earlier when we were talking about Drake. I guess it's a good time to slide this shit back in there. Drake apparently dethrones 50 on the Forbes top five list. Is this news?
Yes.
Why? Why is this news? Because it's Drake? Or why do we care that these motherfuckers are on the Forbes list? Because it don't even seem like a lot of money.
I mean, it's amazing. It's just like, think about it. First of all, number one on the list is, of course, was it P. Diddy?
It's still Diddy. It's never going to be not Diddy.
Number two is Dr. Dre. Number three was Jay-Z.
Wait a minute, but that baffles me. How the fuck is Diddy still higher than Dre when Dre just sold his shit to Apple for like $1 billion?
People have to drink it. Look, Ciroc levels are up. Everybody's drinking Ciroc, all right? I'm drinking Ciroc right now.
There is about 9 million.
This Frocast has been sponsored by Ciroc.
Which flavor? Which flavor you got?
I just do regular, man. I can't do all those fruity flavors, man. I can't.
Straight?
straight, man.
Wow.
I only drink shots, man. I can't do straight liquor. I mean, I can't do mixed liquor unless it's, you know what I'm saying, I'm partying or something. But if I'm drinking, I got to do shots so I can go ahead and get it over with. Because I'm not a person to sit there and sip. You know what I'm saying? I do shots.
You're savage.
In honor of Cinco de Mayo, I'm drinking Ciroc today. Fucking doing a Frocast. It's hot. I'm fucking drunk right now, nigga. Like,
he's drinking shots of Ciroc by himself in the garage in the heat on Cinco de Mayo. This motherfucker's a savage. I just want y'all to know that. So, yes. Diddy is first at 750 million. Dr. Dre is number two. I guess Jay-Z's number three.
Yes.
Birdman is number four.
Put some respect on it. Say it again. Put some respect on
I'm
it
sorry.
This time.
Birdman is number four, you dig?
You heard me.
Number four. So that means Drake is now number five instead of 50. Here's where I have a problem with this. Diddy's worth is 750 million at number one. Drake at now number five. Guess how much his net worth is?
Like 60 million, maybe?
60 million. How the fuck did we get from 750 to 60? That's not even the same conversation. It's not the same conversation. That's why I'm like, why do we care?
Hey, Fifth had a bad year if he ain't make 60 million,
bro. But he hasn't done shit, so it should only be 50.
Damn.
Like, when does Power come back?
June.
Okay, so this is early. Once Power comes back and he drops another couple songs for the album, for the show, and the show is doing numbers and gets all that, then we'll be talking about it. But right now,
yeah, he only got to beat 60 million, 50. Come on, man, do better than that. But 50 just gave $100,000 to the autism whatever society because he picked on that kid in the Cincinnati airport where he was. Did you see the video?
I know, but I heard about it in 50.
Yeah, he was just like walking by the dude. He's like, damn, this. What you high on, man? Look at this motherfucker high on.
So it's like, it's a backhanded compliment, right? Like, you gave the $100,000 as the apology.
Yes.
But you only gave $100,000. Like, you had $200,000 in your pocket.
Yeah.
You was probably...
The parents of the kid, like, you know, he's a 19-year-old kid. He has autism, and he was just at work trying to do his job, and he's an introvert, and he couldn't understand why the guy was talking to him. And, you know, the parents try to make it seem like, oh, he was just mad because the kid wasn't flocking all over him because he's 50 Cent, and, you know, we're going to make it so he doesn't do any shows in Cincinnati. And I was just like, you obviously doesn't listen to 50 because he doesn't do any shows anywhere.
Right. Like, so. When's the last time he did a show? What the fuck is he talking about? And I think that 50 actually likes when people don't recognize him. That's when these celebrities kind of get off on that shit, when you don't know who they are and they just get treated regular. So
yes.
This had nothing to do with that. It was just because 50 felt like picking on the motherfucker. And he did. That's what happens. And luckily, your organization got $100,000 out of it.
Yeah, we're not laughing at the kid. Let's get that straight. Laughing.
I didn't even see the video. We're laughing at 50 because he's an asshole. Yes. And he got caught this time. This is the first time he got caught. Being an asshole. 50 has picked on everybody, bruh.
And then the little dude been doing interviews and stuff, and I'm like, whoa, he's really slow. Like, whoa.
This is not seen. Now you done went too far. You can't do that.
He's like, bro, a janitor at the airport.
Stop. You know, you can't do that, man. You're going to have to give up $100,000. You can't do that, man. He doing interviews. He's getting this little moment to shine. That's what's up. 50 gave some money. Props to 50 for that shit. And let that live, man. Let that
go. Do we do another shot, or we just... Nah, we don't do another shot. We just wait.
Do another shot. Go for it.
Nah, I can't do it. Sorry, man.
How many shots have you had?
So far, I've done a show, two.
Do another shot. All we got left is TV talk and the rock clock out.
Okay, since Sol Rise insists, man. Since I did Cinco de Mayo, man. And, you know, Sol Rise in Texas, so that means he's part Mexican. So, you know what I'm saying? Have to do it. We have to pour another shot.
Well, at least pouring a shot, actually. And this shot, make it a double shot. Because I got to talk about shoes for a second.
Oh.
I came up today. I sold a pair of shoes that I wore twice. Went ahead and sold those for what I paid for them. So that's a win. Then I decided to drive down to the outlet, which is an hour away, and walked in on some Jordan 14s, baby. The Ferraris. Now, I'm not a fan of Ferraris.
I don't like
those shoes. I don't like the 14s at all. Anything above 13 is usually trash.
Yes, that's my motto.
That's pretty much a go-to. I would probably say the 12.
Damn.
But I'd say the 12. The 12 is where it stops. But, so I walk in there, I see these shoes sitting there, they're 14, I wear 13, I'm like, we'll check it out. Then I saw the price. The retail on those was $200. Resale is about $250 to $300 for most places.
But it's a size 14, so, right? How many size 14 niggas out there?
Doesn't matter. They all have eBay, because they're selling on eBay. Okay. I got them for $104.
Damn.
$104. And if I could turn around and sell those for $200, $250, that's a win. It's a win. A dude tried to buy them from me in line.
Damn.
I thought I was going to have to scrap because it was some young dudes. Team Young Nigga was in there. And he was like, hey, hold up, man. Hey, look. So I'm like, oh, shit. Because I kept them in my arm the whole time. Hey, look. Oh, so I heard them all tripping. There's like three of them. I'm like, man, we're about to have to do this. Hey, man, how much you want for those? I'm like, I'm in line to buy them. How much you want for them now, though? I said, bro, look, I'm going to be real with you. I'm about to try and resell them. It's going to be savage. I said, I can't do that to you, man, right in your face. You know they're $100. Me asking you for $200 to $250 is savage. I'm not going to do that. Dang, exactly. Man. All right, man. And that was it. So as I walk out to the car, they come out the store, too. I was like, here we go.
Nigga GQ Blue funny as fuck, man. This nigga sent me a fucking video. Hold up, this be easy. Live. Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. It's good.
Please tell me DQ Blue is for Snapchat.
He just sent me that Snapchat. I was just laughing about this shit, bro. And then he was playing some Cam Killer Cam.
I was like,
nigga, that shit was funny as fuck. Nigga, I was just looking at that shit.
I blame y'all niggas.
Man, it ain't got nothing to do with us, man.
I blame y'all niggas, man.
Oh, just so you know, man, you live, man, to the millions, man, of the Frocast listeners.
No, I'm
just letting you know.
I would just like to say that I just saw the Snapchat too.
No, I'm just letting you know, bro. Yeah, hey, look, hey, it's all right looking at the GQ Blue Snap now, man.
Nigga, can please tell me somebody saved this?
Yes.
Oh, fuck you, man. I'm trying to figure out how I'm alive to
me. I said, you're alive to the people.
Oh, I think I'm alive to the people. Okay, all right. Well, shit, man. I'm going to drop this shit, man. I'll let you later.
All right, man. You just made it on the best podcast on Nappy Afro, man. Have a good day. Be easy, man. Goodbye. Don't get to say nothing about your show. Peace.
Yo, please tell me you saved it.
Save what?
The snap from GQ.
I'm gonna replay it.
And save it. Please save it.
Can you save it?
If he sent it to you directly, you should be able to save it.
Okay.
I don't know how.
He sent it to YouTube.
Yeah, but I fucked up. You know, I fuck up when I get this shit. And I looked at it and I didn't do the whole chat and save it. And I can't do go back.
Damn, man.
That was the most light-skinned shit ever.
Bruh, now I'm gonna play this shit live just so y'all can hear it.
But they gotta see it.
Yeah, you gotta see it, but man, it just, god damn it.
Damn it, man, we need that. Shit. So, what it said on there was the senior style.
The return of young Harvey Specter, a.k.a. the Nappy Afro Senior Style Consultant.
And now he's doing this while he's in a tux.
In a tux, my with nigga, the playing.
Camera. The camera is panning around his ass like it's a movie, like it's being directed.
Hey, your boy GQ took it to a new level.
That's the most light-skinned shit.
Hey, hold on, sorry. My dog just jumped in the fucking bed, man. Hold on. Damn.
Why is it a bed in the garage?
White people shit, man. Just hold on. Alright, man. Sorry about this, alright. Sorry about that, millions and millions of people.
Now, wait a minute. Why do you have a bed in the garage?
I don't have a bed in the garage. My dog got in my room and jumped in my bed.
Oh, okay.
You know, we don't play that shit in black households, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was completely baffled.
I love my dog to death, but you cannot get in my bed. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no.
I'm glad you cleared it up, because I was kind of confused. You wanted to talk about this goddamn app on here, and I assume that this is strictly for slander purposes.
Oh, you said the app?
Yeah, the Rock Clock
app. Oh, man. Y'all just heard from B-Eazy, and this week he called me. You know, B-Eazy is a big wrestling fan. Like, you know, I used to be. It's all right, currently is. And The Rock just released an app called The Rock App. And on this app, like, The Rock is basically like a motivational app where you can set an alarm clock either on rock time or your time. Let's say you have to be to work every day at 4 a.m. or whatever you have to be. And you can set an alarm for the Rock to wake you up. And they got different little jingles. You know, Rock saying shit like, you know, the default one is he's singing Good Morning Sunshine to you. I don't know if you want to hear it, sorry. You want to hear it?
Go for it, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna play Good Morning Sunshine for you, sung by The Rock.
Wait, he's singing?
He's singing.
No.
Good morning, sunshine.
No.
Yeah, that's what The Rock just said.
No.
Open your eyes up. Get your candy ass out of bed.
No.
Yes, so that's one of them. Then you got Silver Bag, you know.
Beep, 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 beep. I can do this all morning. Beep, beep, beep.
And then, you know, just
I'm over it already.
And then they got like, I guess this is an intro. But yeah, so basically, or you can set it to Rock time, and you would get up when he gets up. So whatever time Rock get up is what the time the alarm get up. So Rock gets up at 3 a.m. You're gonna get your alarm go off at 3 a.m. and he has some little inspirational speech, or like you can set a goal, like yo, I wanna, you know, whatever your goal is. You know what I'm saying? Right? You know, become the best, whatever, right? Write a book, lose pounds, you know what I'm saying? You know, last for 30 minutes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just an app for that. But I'm going to go ahead and say it's not that good because the alarm doesn't work for me. I set it for 6:30 just so I can hear the Good Morning Sunshine and haven't heard it yet. They say you got to keep the app open. And I'm not. So yeah, Rock app, you're a loser to me, and Beats is the one that told me to download it, and I downloaded it just to see. So you know, it's not what it's cracked up to be.
So it's not a win. It's definitely not a win.
I mean, a lot of people gonna download it because it's The Rock, but it's not an app that you need. It is free. It deserves to be free, and yeah.
So we got to get into TV talk.
TV talk.
And I got a surprise for you.
What?
I actually watched Friday Night Titans.
No, not you.
I actually watched it, and they actually done a better job the last two episodes. Like the presentation of the teams that are in the playoffs and the way they're showing the games, I'm actually a fan of that. I enjoyed the last two episodes. What I don't enjoy is your boy number 32's father with the Bridges being that hyped up about his son not playing running back.
That would be a Benny. Benny's father.
Benny's father. Yeah, he's an ass. Now, let's be completely fair. Benny running the ball is probably something tough to stop. But Benny on defense is a monster.
Benny on defense is a beast.
Like, when he got charged up for to possibly run the ball, they couldn't stop that motherfucker, man.
Nope.
So why would you want him to run the ball when he can beast like that?
And then like the coach said, I need a lineman. So, you know... And then, okay, when Benny got the ball, Benny fumbled. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
and,
a good look.
Yeah, it's not a good look. He fumbled the ball one time, coach, you're not going to go back to him. Like, shut your ass up, man. As a football coach, them the parents that I hate right there. You know what I'm saying? Benny is a beast, but you, in your eyes, you looking at Benny as a meal ticket.
Absolutely. That's why you wanted to play the star position. It's because you think that he's going to make that money. Like, he was out there beast on the... Look, the first 2-3 plays of the game, the other coach was like, yo, somebody get on 32. We got to stop 32. So, Benny, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they're out of the playoffs now because they lost that fucking game. And Benny was crying.
And Bird Mama, she pissing me off too.
Did she really say, stop giving my son the ball?
Yes, she was like, he tired. Stop giving the ball. Your coach is dumb. You ain't do nothing wrong. But when they win, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, you all on board. But, you know, a little adversity, you want to jump ship, man. So, like I said, this episode showed the ugly side, like the side of losing, how parents turn on you. Because, like I said, as a coach, when you're winning, everybody's happy. But when you lose, everybody's nitpicking. You know, and so that's why I love the Friday Night Tight Show so much, because I live that shit. And so it's like I've been in every situation just about, and all that shit, like, you know, resonates with me. So that's why I love that shit so much, man.
Who was your team when this season started? Who did you pick?
Did I pick Alec Quipper? Yeah, I like Alec Quipper.
You picked Alec Quipper, so they'll be playing next week.
Yes,
we get to see Alec Quipper next week. What is it, Central?
Central Valley. They playing.
Central Valley still in the finals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Central Valley still there. They had a bye. And I don't know who plays, because the team we're talking about were the arm, what is it called?
The Ambridge Bridgers.
Yeah, Ambridge Bridgers.
Fucking horrible. They lost as they should. The name is terrible.
But look, hey, look, Al Equipa name ain't no better than Al Equipa Quips.
Terrible. Also, equally terrible.
Yes, it's like so. But they underestimated that team they played, Blackhawk Cougars, and you know, because Blackhawk like they said, oh, they're not gonna do that against us. But they let that slow running back hit the edge and score on y'all like
every
3-4 times.
Every time, bro. Every time. Not only that, this is a team that y'all were 30-0 against.
Exactly.
Like, you never beat lost. Them on every level. Every level. And then you came out here and coach was killing them. Why are you calling that play? Like, first of all, the coach is wrong for that. Like, as much as I don't like Benny, coach is wrong for taking that out on the not Benny. I don't dislike Benny, his father. Coach is wrong for taking that out on his son because he got a beef with the father. Like, as soon as coach called the second running play with Benny, he was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
He was like, yeah, they keying in on it. And then what happened? Benny fumbled. And then what Benny dad said, that was his fault. The dude put his helmet on the ball. What?
That's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
That's called a tackle, coach.
Yeah, that's called fucking putting your head on the ball and making somebody fumble. It's like,
this is what the fuck is supposed to happen. What you think? But coach was immediately against it. He's like, no, don't call that play. Stop doing that.
Yeah, back. He was like, don't call it 2 times in a row.
That's what he said. And apparently he was right because he fumbled and that was the end. That was it. That's when it started going all bad. Benny's head was in the dirt. He stopped playing hard. The team started giving up stupid ass plays and they took the L. So we'll see what happens next season. If he leaves like the other Mo. You know, because then Moles are known to leave. We'll see if the other Mo will leave, too. Shots fired. Just saying. Mo, you had the team. How did you leave and go to the competition?
He couldn't beat him. And then, look, sad part, when you left, dude left. So, you like, the title was y'all's for the taking.
And you gave it up. And you went to the enemy, bro.
Yep. All of them still end up winning.
Yeah, they still end up winning. So, for you personally, you made the right decision. What about all those kids?
Yep. Man. And Tadion is just like an afterthought. Like he was on his way to being the next big thing. Man, nobody knows nothing about Tadion.
We'll
like,
never hear his name again. He's not even gonna play football. All right, again.
Homeboy Pip. Like, where's Pip?
This shit is terrible, man. And that's really all I got about Friday Night Tights. I don't really have anything else to say about this. Black Ink.
Black Ink.
This shit is getting a little out of hand.
Yeah, Tongue Gate is going on a little longer than I thought it was going to go. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Duchess, you're fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, Duchess, everybody knows you don't own up to shit. Own up to it. Just be like, yo, what's up? Yeah, whatever. Dude's not going to get mad at you for cheating on me with a girl. Like, I'm telling you, niggas, ladies, listen. If I find out my wife cheated on me with another girl, I can take that easy to know that some nigga was digging your back out. Like, I can take that a whole lot. Like, It's like almost like no penetration went down, so I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got your pussy ate, I'm okay. Own up to it, Duchess. Quit fucking lying.
Yeah, you lied to my face. First of all, can we address the fact that Duchess has done a full heel turn from when she first got on the show to now? Like, even the fact that she said she had a fake ass, that threw me all the way off. I was like, really? Was anything about you real, man?
Nope. Ass, crusty ass, dry ass lips.
Yeah, Sky took a shot at her for that shit too. Did you hear that shit when
she's like Duchess with moisturized lips.
I was like, Sky is a savage. But hey, man, Duchess been lying since she got there. So allegedly, on the next episode, which they're good at editing this, they might drag it out. C's is gonna ask, oh shit, if he fucked Duchess. Now I don't know if he's gonna get the truthful answer because oh shit has been known to lie to people's face. That's probably why old shit has 90 kids, because he lies all the time. But if he says, like, if that's, let's say this is you and B-Eazy, and it's a rumor going around that B-Eazy smashed Queen Journey. You didn't know, you started hearing the rumors, and you asked B-Eazy, yo, did you smash her? If he says yes, is it hands?
I mean, is it during? Look, is this before me and the queen got together? During the time? If it's during, then yes, it's hand. Before, there's nothing I could do about it.
It's definitely before.
Let's be honest, people. It's 2016. Quit asking these girls how they had sex with people. Like, you know. You know, because we're in the sexual revolution right now. You don't want to know how many bodies your girl got. Stop asking.
But you got to ask if you got a dude on payroll. Like, you can't be done hit my girl if I'm paying you? Like, there's got to be a split at that point. I have to fire you.
Why you got to fire me?
Because I can't have you on payroll and you fuck my girl. It's not going to work. Like, that's like, I forget who the rapper was talking about that. You done smashed the motherfucking play for the team and I'm out here with his jersey on? That's not a good look.
Damn.
So if you in my shop paying booth rent and I'm giving you a check or however that shit works, and you smash my fiance, and the shop knows, Donna knows. So if Donna knows, everybody knows, except maybe Ted.
Ted know.
You think Ted knows?
Look, she fucked Ted's cousin. Ted know, nigga. Like, Ted know.
Wait, she fucked Ted's cousin.
Remember, she's like, Duchess saying, I fucked three niggas. You done fucked three niggas in the shop. You done fucked Ted's cousin, oh shit, and me. Is what she said.
Well, that's two people gotta get fired. I gotta fire Ted too. Man. Because you done gave me all this drama about Duchess, but you never told me that she fucked your homie?
Your cousin.
Yeah, your cousin. You never told me that? Wait a minute, maybe it's Ted's cousin on somebody else's side of the family, because that's what C's and Ted are cousins. So this has to be Ted's cousin on somebody on his daddy's side of the family, some bullshit, whatever the fuck it is. But you gotta tell me that if you know. So I'm gonna give Ted, you know, some room here to come clean. I'm gonna say Ted didn't know. But if she fucked Donna and oh shit, not only is engagement off, I gotta fire oh shit. He's not doing no tattoos anyway.
You can't fire oh shit, man. That just no, man. That's not look. No.
I gotta fire oh shit.
If oh shit hit Duchess before her and Caesar got together, that's not. You can't get rid of him. You can't do that. Plus, oh shit, bring more money to the shop than Duchess do.
That's true, but you also have responsibility. If your boy is wifing up a chick, you gotta let him know.
But you just don't wife up that chick. You don't fire him because that's business. Now you missing business and personal. Isn't got, you know, nah.
Okay, this is season 3 of Black Ink. It's always been mixing business with pleasure.
Yes.
But you can't let your boy wife up the chick that you smashed without knowing.
Oh, yeah, nah. You know, you don't do that unless you want to have a one-up, a lifetime one-up on your boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like if he ever say something to me, I'm like, yo. You know that tattoo on the right above the pussy? Yeah, I seen that. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up, man. Those grown ass people. You can't do that shit, bro. So I don't know. That's the only thing that made sense to me the whole episode. I want to see what happens next episode. They're doing a good job with that shit. Baiting us for the next damn episode to see what the fuck happens. What's going on with your boy Puma? Apparently getting shot at again?
I mean, from the previews, it's like somebody, but who's shooting at Puma now? Like, I mean, come on, Puma. It ain't Caesar this time, man. So
you know. A dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, like, Puma, you must be doing something to people. For people, like, niggas just don't get shot at. Like, I don't know too many niggas to get shot at, just, you know what I'm saying, on a regular.
Again.
Like, just open up a tattoo shop. Like, no, niggas not shooting at you, but just open up a tattoo shop. Not happening.
First of all, what kind of credit does Puma have? This is like his third tattoo shop?
It's his second.
Okay, but he was part of Black Ink. He didn't.
Well, okay. He was just a worker there. Like, I don't know what. Again, Puma was one of the people at Black Ink. Like, before the new crop, like, think about it. They had Puma, Ted, Sassy, Walt. None of them did tattoos.
None of them did tattoos, but was on payroll.
Yeah.
All on payroll.
Look.
I don't even think Sassy was the prettiest. Like, I still don't know what the fuck she does.
They might just ran the Black Ink Instagram or something. I don't know what they did.
I don't know what the fuck they did. They was all getting. Walt was apparently like a manager or some shit at some point.
How many managers they got? They got Ted. What did Ted and Walt do? Like,
Ted just got hired,
Scott.
Though.
Ted, Walt, and Scott. Which one? Like, Ted's manager. What does Walt do? Walt doesn't tap. Walt doesn't, like, what does Walt? He's a photographer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he takes pictures, he fucks women, and he cries.
Yes, and that's he has a lot of babies.
Has a lot of babies. That's his job. Say
something? Walt kids on the show. I'm not saying that. First of all, let me
correct. Oh my god!
I'm not talking about the kids, but I did notice that his daughter had a toboggan on. Was that because her hair wasn't done?
Will you stop it? Stop! You can't go to the hair slander again when we just got done talking about Puma.
Puma is a dude, and he has free flowing dreads. I have no problem with Puma.
First of all, they're not flowing. They're free form.
I'm sorry.
They're definitely not flowing. That motherfuckers is not flowing. But how does he have collateral to start three shops? What does he do that he has collateral to start three shops?
I mean, the black ink check, that's enough. But then he has, you know, like, he go in with people to get the shows. I mean, to get the shops.
So who's his partner with this one?
I don't think he has a partner with this one. Unless it's a silent partner, very silent partner. Because I don't think Puma just opened up a shop by itself. Because, I mean, Puma was scrambling for dough.
Right. So that's exactly my point. Like, I know real estate in New York is not cheap. So how the fuck did he do this? I'm confused. Also, they have officially opened. Like, this is jumping way ahead and kind of a spoiler. They've already opened the other shop for Black Ink. If you follow the Peekers chat, they showed old girl that was on the Peekers chat in New York, and she went to the new location. So the other location, the one where they're filming at now, is closed currently. They no longer use that shop.
Oh, okay.
So we know that whatever move that C's is trying to make happens.
Damn.
So C's is making moves. I don't know what's going to happen with the relationship, but that's what's up with that. Did you want to talk about Game of Thrones? I know
it's all right. If we're talking about TV talk, okay, we don't talk about Game of Thrones.
I'm just checking, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, come on. Like, we got to talk about something happened on Game of Thrones that doesn't happen on every TV show this week, so all right.
Oh, you're finally the moment that everybody's been waiting for?
Been waiting on.
Snow finally comes to life.
Like, Jon Snow is alive, bitch.
And this is literally, for me, this was the only part of the episode that I liked. I didn't like this episode at all.
What?
But that part, I was with that. Snow is, you know, alive.
All right. I'm going to go ahead on the limb and say, I don't believe the Red Woman's spell worked. That's not what revived Jon Snow. I think what revived him was when she dropped his hair in the fire, because he's a Targaryen, and fire brings him back to life.
I completely agree with you.
I believe that's what it was that brought him back to life, not her. So, you know, I'm just going to say that. But as far as, I mean, I'm happy Jon Snow back. Now, what Jon Snow do we get? We'll find out later. But, you know, from the previews, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm very interested in seeing. We saw Sansa get saved.
Right. Of course. This is going to happen.
Yeah, we saw Ramsay become a fucking savage. You know what I'm saying? Ramsay killed his daddy and sent the dogs on his stepmother and the newborn brother.
Is Ramsay possibly the most savage villain in any movie?
He's the most savage villain on TV, period. Like, nobody has ever done the things Ramsay has done. You know, let's shout out to Ramsay fucking Bolton. No kin. No kin to Michael Bolton. You know,
definitely no kin. Like, the total opposite of Michael Bolton.
Jesus Christ.
This, you know, motherfucker is cutting off dicks, killing his father. Hey, this dude
is torture. I mean, he is a fucking animal. Like, the girl that he loved, he was like, yo, I mean, you know, clean her up and feed her to the dogs. Like, what? This is a girl you care for. Like, you almost cried over her, and then you gonna just feed her to the dogs?
Bro, not only did he feed her to the dogs, he fed his little brother to the dogs.
That's what I said. Like, yo, it was just like, yo, Ramsay is a fucking beast. So, I see Ramsay dying soon. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't live being that savage for you.
Yeah. Nobody, you know, he doesn't deserve to live. Like, this newborn baby, like, first of all, let me tell you how savage he is. Go get my mother. Well, she just had a baby. I said, go get my mother. She just had a baby, dude. Like, what? Shouldn't you go to her? You know what I'm saying? So, oh, man. Wow.
That motherfucker's cold-blooded, blood. Like, I was trying to think about that the other day. I'm like, have I ever seen a villain that... Nino wasn't even that savage.
No, not at all.
Maybe Adebisi? Maybe Adebisi.
Adebisi was fucking savage. Like, the day when he smashed Buddy in the head with the cans and then fucked him in the ass in the kitchen thing, bro. I was like, whoa, Shabetta, that was his name.
Yeah.
He smashed him over the head with a can of string beans and then fucked him in the ass. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Adebisi, for real?
Adebisi and Ramsay are close. They're like neck and neck.
No, Ramsay got Adebisi. Adebisi wouldn't kill a kid, I don't think.
I don't know. Give him a chance. I think if you gave him a chance, he would. Mm. That motherfucker was savage as hell, man. And the other thing you said about Jon being Targaryen, they said something about that at the beginning of the episode.
I think that's why they showed the mother, like when Bran, we haven't seen Bran in like 3 years, it seemed like, and he's like fucking 23 now. I don't know, but when we saw him and they showed he had a little vision with a three-eyed raven. And they showed his aunt Lyanna Stark or whatever, Lyanna. That's supposed to be Jon Stark's mom, Jon Snow's mama. And, you know, so because Jon Snow is a bastard child of Ned Stark, which he said that when he was off going to war, he had a baby and he came back with a baby, which was John. But the story is that Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark had a baby, which was Jon Snow, and he kept the woman kidnapped in a tower or something. And when she had the baby, you know, Ned Stark, being an honorable man that he is, just said the baby was his instead of saying his sister was raped by, you know, the Mad King. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'm thoroughly impressed with how you just broke that down. Impressed with that, man. I appreciate that shit. That was really the only thing for me. Like, I don't give a fuck about the girl getting her sight back. I don't give a shit about none of that.
Well, she haven't got her sight back yet. But it's interesting to see how her name is Arya, and how she was dealing with the people in the crazy land. I don't know what's the name. Braavos? Is that Braavos? Yes.
You better be on that one.
Yeah, the man of no faces, or whatever they call it. The many faces god is what they call it.
God. But, like, at some point, you got to say, fuck you, dog. Like, what else? Yeah. You have tortured the fuck out of this chick.
Every day, she whooping your ass. Like,
my God, you getting your ass whooped. You done got your vision taken. You've been left out in the rain. Like, you've been a beggar. Like, how long you going to keep following this motherfucker? You got to just take him out. Yep. You got to just take him out, man. Fuck that shit. Anything else you want to note for that? Before we get into, you know, the rest of this list, which is winners and losers, keep it 100. Let's say this part first. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. First of all, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my mama. A special happy Mother's Day go out to my wife, Queen Germ, who is an excellent mother, superior mother, a superb mother. I don't have any more adjectives for her. I mean, basically, because she's sitting right here beside me.
I knew that had to be the catch.
So I was trying to think of some more to go with it. But for straight up, no bullshit aside, it's not King Jerm joking. My wife is fucking awesome. She makes sure everything is everything. She's the ruler of the fucking house. She keeps me in line. She keeps the kids in line. She keeps the dog in line. And, you know, I just want to take this quick second to salute her for all the work she does around our house. And I also want to send a shout out to all the other mothers in the world for taking care of your business. I'm not going to take y'all day like y'all do ours, but I'm going to keep it moving.
Okay, you going to have a shot? You and the queen going to have a shot real quick for Mother's Day?
No more shots.
Yeah, you know, happy Mother's Day to my mom, my sister-in-law, my homegirl Kels, man. I appreciate all y'all. My mom's doing better for those that care. She's back at home doing a recovery from back surgery. This is her second back surgery. Most of her back is metal at this point. She's a fucking transformer. But props to mom, you know what I'm saying, for making
it. Shout out to Mama Wright, man. Glad you're back.
I might have to make another trip.
Getting this all right ass, man, when you get right.
Damn, man, let me live. So saying Mother's Day, we have to say happy Mother's Day and rest in peace to Afeni Shakur. You know, we lost another one. Black Panther brought us Tupac, which most of y'all hail as the god of hip-hop.
Yes.
You know, it's sad to see her go, but she get to be with her son. If y'all believe in that afterlife stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Props. If you know your mom and you're around your mom or your sisters that have kids and all that good stuff, man, just give them props and show them some love for Mother's Day. We don't do that enough, especially in this social media age where we're tearing women down. You know what I'm saying? Give some props to a mom that you know, man. A good mom that you know. That's the same way that I say good fathers that you know on Father's Day. Good moms. Get them props. You're keeping 100 this week.
Man, I keep it 100 this week, man. I was on social media this week, actually, the gram, and I seen Lil Wayne's daughter, Ray Janae. She had made a post, and in this post, she was talking about she was going to work out, and she had a waist trainer on. Okay, most of the chicks wear waist trainers, but not 17-year-olds. So, all right, has it gotten that bad that 17-year-olds wear waist trainers now?
Okay, so let me be clear. This is not a waist sweat belt. This is an actual trainer that has the latches
actual
and shit.
Actual trainer.
Oh, that's that bullshit. That's
You're 17. Bullshit. You're 17.
That's that bullshit.
Has it gotten that bad? Like, so you telling me in the next 7 years I got to worry about my daughter wearing waist trainers and shit like that? So, all right?
Oh, no. They'll be on something new by then.
Jesus Christ. All right. This is ridiculous. Ladies, listen. These waists that y'all are trying to achieve, they look unnatural, for one. Mm-hmm. And two, I'm going to say it again. We don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. We don't care. So I know y'all doing this to compete with other women. Ooh, look at my waist. It's snatched. All that stuff that the women be saying, like, stop it, ladies. You're only in competition with yourselves and other women. Y'all don't understand. Like, I don't know if y'all notice about dudes, but big girls getting wiped up, skinny girls getting wiped up, thick girls getting wiped up. Girls with flat asses getting wiped up. Girls with no titties getting wiped up. Ugly girls getting wiped up.
Let's keep it all the way funky. I don't know that I can go a single day and pick out one girl that hasn't had a dick thrown at her that day. It's not one walking.
I'm pretty sure all women are fighting dicks off every day.
Every day.
And if women, if you go a day without fighting off a dick, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because niggas, like I say it all the time. You could call a man at 4:37 a.m. He could be dead asleep. And you call him, he's going to answer that phone like he's been up all night. What you doing? Oh, nothing, chilling, just sitting right here doing my taxes. anything.
I've taken that call. And I have gotten in the car.
You're never going to hit. So listen, ladies, stop it. Especially the young ladies. Y'all don't have to do that. If you're 17, I don't want to see you in a waist trainer. I don't see you. Stop wearing the makeup. All that shit, man. Leave it alone, man.
So I'm gonna give this as vaguely as possible so I don't incriminate myself or any of the people that may listen to this show. But there was a time when there was a young Saul Wright, and I got that call at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I still lived with my mom, and I had a stick shift pickup truck. And the way that I got up out the garage was I put that bitch in neutral and let it roll out the back.
Yes, sir. The push start.
Push start. I let that bitch roll out because I shouldn't be leaving the house at fucking 1:30 in the morning. And this chick was not a keeper. We never went out in the daytime. Mm. But she gave me that call and I went.
Yeah.
On the same token, ladies, just because you are a female and you like the idea of being married doesn't mean you're going to be married.
Exactly.
Everybody's not supposed to have that shit. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, so don't get so upset if ain't nobody proposing. Maybe you're not supposed to be married. And that's okay, motherfucker. Marriage ain't for everybody. There's a reason everybody gets divorced. Yep. Everybody can't stick it out like Jerm and I. You know what I'm saying? 12 years, 13 years in the game. That don't happen. Nope. Look at Be Easy. Be Easy hasn't even had a girlfriend for 6 months.
Be Easy's not looking like Be Easy. He's not going to get married. Like he's okay with that. That's not even on his radar. I think he's lying. I think he's gonna be one of the people to marry somebody off the whim, and it's gonna happen.
Is it gonna be that somebody though? Is it the somebody that he's been fucking with now for?
Nah, it's gonna be a stranger. That's gonna be the crazy thing. Beezy gonna be somewhere. He's like, he's getting married. He's like, fuck it. He might be about 55 years old. He might end up marrying Beezy might be that 70-year-old dude that married a 19-year-old chick. I think that's gonna be his.
We're not gonna slander Beezy. Get into your winners and losers, man.
Oh man, well. Since we can't slander Be Easy, you
can't
know.
Can't slander Be Easy, man. Gotta let him live.
Our winners this week, man, all the mothers of the world, man. We appreciate you. Like I said earlier, Saul Wright kind of, you know, he jumped into a little early. He stole my winner. But like I said, all the mothers of the world, especially the two mothers that I love, my mother, my wife, the mother of my kids. Oh, also my grandma, you know what I'm saying? God bless her heart for raising King Jerm and being the king that he is. But mostly Queen Jerm, because like I said, she's sitting right beside me and she's, you know, staring a hole in my soul right now. So, you know.
We in the wrap it up box. You in the wrap it up button.
Side, like I said, man, I really do appreciate this lady right here. And she is the apple of my eye. She's the straw that stirs my drink. All that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, we got two beautiful kids, you know, that ain't successful yet, but they're on their way to being successful, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I can't thank her enough for making me a father. And, you know, hopefully she thanks me for making her a mother and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know how kids make mothers and fathers. I don't know how that happens. Ask your parents. And,
you done had too many shots. Shut up. I don't even know what you're talking about right now. Let's end the show. Let's end the show with that. We're not even gonna do any shout outs because
can I do my losers?
Are you gonna do losers after that beautiful shout out? You gonna do losers?
Well, I mean, I do have two losers, man.
Your losers, man. I thought we were gonna end on a good note, but go ahead, do your losers.
I mean, it's still a good note, but this is even better. Okay, my two losers this week: Kanye West for showing up at with the blue eye contact.
Definitely a loser. I'm glad you got.
He's my loser, and Soulja Boy is my other loser for saying he signed a $400 million deal with what? He didn't. He was so vague about it. So you're telling me you signed a $400 million deal, but you don't tell what it is?
Okay. That would put him like third on the Forbes list.
That would put him like second.
Well, no, because Puffy is number one at $715 million. Oh. So Dr. Dre has got to be like at $600 million. So he got to be somewhere around third.
Okay. That would throw him in there. But for what, Soulja Boy? Who is giving you $400 million?
It's
$400 million.
It's Bitcoin. He'll never see that cash.
bro. It's not even Bitcoin. It must be like some. He must mean in Ghana money or something like that.
You can't slander Africa.
Boy, hey, look, Soulja Boy, that's like 100,000 U.S. money. Okay, you're not.
Don't. Did you just try to slander Africa, Mother Africa?
I said Ghana. Everybody knows like $1,000 in Ghana is like $50,000 over there.
I'm not gonna lie. So
give me a Benz, a S5 Benz in Ghana for like $1,300.
I'm not doing it. This is the end of the show. Thank y'all for rocking with us on the Frocast. I try to stop and slander as much as possible. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting here with the homie King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in today, yesterday, and forever, and with Queen Germ. We'll holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace. You say bye, Queen Germ? Say bye since you've been sitting
see
here.
See you later.
There she goes.
Good job. She finally got that in. We out.
Yes. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.